Thank you, Steve. A cool 53 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill, where you'll find Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Don't say happy Monday to anyone. Labor Day yesterday was Monday. Today's the beginning of the work week on a Tuesday. But, you know, no big deal. It's National Beer Lovers Day, whatever that means.
Are you drunk?
No, are you drunk?
They seem drunk.
Why would they be drunk?
Today is National Beer Lovers Day.
This is National Beer Lovers Day.
Don't you like beer?
Beer, 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 beer.
I mean, I love beer.
Me love beer.
I love beer.
Sir, I love beer, too.
You still love beer.
We got beer!
Showtime!
It is showtime. Put down the beer. The holiday's over.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Morgan with a long weekend review coming up. We did so much and had so much fun. We got to talk about it. And oh, yeah, Penn State tickets.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, what a feeling when you roll out of bed and you say, it's Monday, let's get back to work, and it's actually Tuesday, so you know you got a shorter work week, but what a holiday weekend we had. Hopefully you had a great one. What we call the weekend review with Morgan in the Morning. So much going on. So much this past weekend. And it was weird, the weather, wasn't it? The weather was nice Friday. You got out of work and you said, hey, this is going to be a great weekend. Saturday was great, but some of your activity was Sunday, and Sunday was kind of a wet, not a washout, but a sloppy Sunday. And then we wrap up the holiday weekend yesterday with beautiful weather again. So it was, you know, Mother Nature may have rained on some of your parades. I'm sorry about that, but the Nori block party went off. It started a little wet with the 5K, but, you know, it went off well. Congratulations to the borough of Northumberland, their first ever block party. Let's hope they can keep it going for years and years to come. Like just close off Front Street right there at the King Street Park and just have fun. Live music, all the food, the vendors. Hats off to Pine Knotter Brewing. That brewery made it happen. And great people like Groninger Insurance who had us there. Mark Stevens, who's there with the 5K. It was a good time. Brantley's Art Show went off in Mifflinburg. Our Sam Tyler was there. Great pictures posted on our Facebook and social media. Check that. It was quite an event for quite a little boy who's got his challenges health-wise. Let's put it that way. My pop, my late father, he had his challenges as well. And he wasn't just on the golf course. My dad was one of the worst golfers ever. And every Labor Day Sunday, he called it, he wanted to golf with his boys. That would be me, you know, brothers, sons, you know, that kind of thing. But also son-in-laws and then grandsons. You know, that's what it has become since. But when my father was alive, it was me, my brother, and my dad golfing at the Muni in Wilkes-Barre, and we were awful. But we did it every Labor Day Sunday. And after he passed, my brother said, let's keep doing it. So we did. And 9 years later, it has grown to be quite an outing. And it started off soggy and sloppy. Actually, they closed the Muni because it was still underwater. So we had to move it to Four Seasons Golf Course on the west side of Wilkes-Barre. And we actually had a good time. Thank you to those people for squeezing us in. And when I was leaving, you may have seen this on social media, when I was leaving Wilkes-Barre Sunday to scurry home and do two things, wrap up the block party in Norrie and watch Notre Dame football on TV, I was leaving Wilkes-Barre, and honest to God, the most amazing rainbow. And I was stuck at a traffic light in like the worst section of Wilkes-Barre. Little Ashley Rolling Mill Hills section there, if you're familiar with it. And the neighborhood is just ugly, and the city is not complimentary to those jumping off Interstate 81 at that exit. And I looked up in the sky, and it was this most amazing rainbow after a sloppy day of golf. And I looked at that rainbow and I said, you're welcome, Pop. We're still doing it for you. Penn State with an amazing football win. You know, an upset when number 19 beats number 12, yeah. But on the road, wow. And then Notre Dame with that overtime win on the road. Bobby Bowden Day, wow. Some crazy college football. And week one didn't wrap up till last night, Ole Miss beating Louisville. I didn't even know it was on TV. But hey, Penn State fans, be happy. Penn State's coming home. 1-0. And we've got the return of the 94KX Penn State Ticket Blitz, powered by Register Chevrolet. We'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come. We're going to talk about summer. Is it really over? Do we really call the end of summer Labor Day weekend? I don't think we should, because the weatherman says we have two more weeks. We'll talk more about that Register Chevrolet Ticket Blitz, viral comedy, and more. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Just talking about Penn State and Notre Dame this past weekend. Two big wins for both those teams. College football is back in a crazy way. I mean, packed stadiums, and it's been a while, so everyone's getting a little bit unruly. I mentioned hostile environment. That's usually what you call it when it's an away game. But I think like every game is now. I mean, there was a reporter over the weekend that claimed she was, quote, violated while filming a television spot during the Clemson, Georgia game. That was weird.
Hello. Please don't touch me. Excuse you. How long do I have? Please don't touch my equipment. Please don't.
See, she couldn't even hear. It was just wild. I like that. Please don't touch me. Well, sorry, you're surrounded by about 70,000 fans. Not much you could do. And how about the fans at the Virginia Tech game? Stomping their feet so loud to enter Sandman that it actually registered on a seismograph. Let's see if we can do better this weekend at Penn State for the home opener. The return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet and your chance to win still to come this morning. Stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yes, the news is on the way next. Mark has that, Rob, with the rest of the sports. Rob, the Sports Center. Steve has the AccuWeather. Still to come, viral comedy. It's weird and it's wonderful. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Want to get a hot
sunny to partly cloudy. It'll be a nice day. High today, 78. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
54 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Viral comedy on the way. The silliest things your kid will say in public, especially at Target. The silly things we say in Zoom meetings. And what if news sources were actual real people? Three funny pieces of viral comedy coming up next.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
All right, listen to these now. Look them up later. Or if you're not driving a car, look them up now. This makes Pennsylvania proud. A woman standing in a Target in Johnstown, Altoona, heard a little girl explaining this life-changing experience of what happens when you push out your gas.
I just got out of Target, and I was standing in line behind a mom and her daughter waiting to check out. The girl was goofing around, messing around. She's showing me her preschool folder. Out of nowhere, she looks at me and says, "Today I figured out that if I hold the sides of my butt open, my farts don't make noises." I started laughing. The girl started laughing, and the mom whips her head around like she was mortified. I said, "Don't worry about it. This is life-changing news for me." Frankly, I was a little annoyed. I hadn't thought about this. once yet in my life.
Kids say the darndest things, especially in public. In Zoom meetings, we say the weirdest things.
Thank you guys for joining. Well, we got a couple more folks joining, so we'll just give them a second. Can you guys hear me, by the way? It's coming in clear? Okay. No, because I could see you, but I couldn't hear you. And happy Wednesday. Or is it, it's Tuesday, isn't it? One of those weeks. Been doing like a daily walk in the morning just to, you know, feel like a commute. Should we get started or where are you guys calling from? Let me actually ping him because he did accept the invite. Are you coming? Okay. We can get started, and then when he joins... Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, we're just...
That guy nailed it. All the silly things we say in the first 5 minutes of a Zoom meeting. It is a busy day back at work today. If you're Zooming, be careful. And a TikToker named Allie Hurley also wondered if news sources were real people, what would they sound like?
I'm here to tell you that this is just an undercurrent of a larger cultural problem, which is that wokeism is still asleep. You let me finish interrupting you before you finish the sentence that I was trying to interrupt.
Oh.
What are my thoughts? I don't know. Don't really have any. Just want to get back to work. My friend Charlene's son is still on the run with that hostage turtle. But, you know, the bake sale was a smashing success.
There it is. You figure out which news network she was mocking. And that's viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Stay with us.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Is summer over just because Labor Day ended? Coming up next, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Attention, listener. Summer is not over until September 22nd. So sit your happy Halloween pumpkin spice butt down until I finish mowing the lawn with my shirt on.
Yikes!
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wonder if we should post that up on Facebook this morning. Do you believe summer is over because Labor Day ended? Or are you going to wait till the solstice, which would be September 22nd? Interesting. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Stay with us after an incredible Penn State win over the weekend. I love upsets in college football. Penn State was not picked to win, but they did. Number 19 beats number 12. Boom. Now, the Nittany Leos return home. And that means the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Listen for the Lion to Roar after news, and it'll be your chance to qualify to win tickets. Stay with us. Penn State, Register Chevrolet, and Morgan in the Morning. 54, a chilly 54, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Tuesday. Coming off a long holiday weekend, still driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
HD1 Sunbury.
It is the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz. You want to qualify for that home opener this coming Saturday? Your chance is coming up next. This morning, and I don't know why. Actually, I do know why.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You know how I am about my family, my beautiful three daughters. Okay, I talk about them maybe too much. I'm sorry. But this past weekend, such a fun Labor Day weekend, extended weekend. And then yesterday, my youngest daughter contacts me and says, I'm going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow, Dad. I know you probably can't watch it. I'm like, what? What is this all about? And she says, well, I don't really know. And I'm like, how could you be on Good Morning America and not know why? And she said, I got a memo. It said, be ready. Good Morning America is coming. Be ready. So she said, so I don't know if I'm getting interviewed. I don't know if I'm just going to be standing in scrubs with a mask on, waving in the background on national TV. I don't know. She works at Mount Washington Hospital, which is part of the Johns Hopkins Hospital Group in Baltimore. She works with children. I don't know. I don't know. So we got it on here. We're trying to stream it in the studio here, but we have it on in the WKOK newsroom. I'm TiVoing the thing at home. I don't know what's going to happen. But in the show, it's 2 hours long, Good Morning America. So I'm all like, running up and down the halls. I apologize. I'm a very excited dad. Wow. Speaking of excitement, oh, how about that Penn State football team over the weekend? No way Penn State's going to win their season opener. I had this good feeling that they would on the road, and they did. Number 19 beats number 12, Penn State 1-0, and coming home this weekend. I think you just heard the sound of the Nittany Lion. That means call toll-free right now, 1-800-326-94KX, and qualify to win home tickets for Saturday's game with Ball State. Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet and 94KX. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, Lynn Hall's in the house. That must mean it's time for...
birthday buddies. Oh, wait.
Why can't I hear you?
Hello, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness, your microphone is not working. Hang on, let me try this.
Try that second try that. Spot there.
It is? Yeah. Wow.
Turn it on.
There you go.
I hit the button. I guess I didn't push it hard enough.
It didn't work. I'm like, try that button.
You know what? We're having a lot of Monday morning technical difficulty.
But it's
Tuesday.
Not Monday. Yeah.
My computer's doing all kinds of crazy things, and now I thought you're standing, 6 feet away from me,
and I can't hear you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it's making up for Monday, all the Tuesday stuff.
And these up here, they're not supposed to be lit at any time.
But they are.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it's nice to hear you because I could see you.
Thank you. Yes.
And it is indeed time for birthday buddies.
It is.
We have so many celebrity birthdays, and they're people that I guarantee you won't know just by name. But happy birthday to, get this now, Margot Chapman, the Hawaiian singer.
Okay.
Hawaiian singer, the Starlight Vocal Band. Now, this is the dude singing.
Yes.
But when the girl comes in the background,
that's her. Okay.
She's Margot Chapman.
Margot Chapman.
Write it down and remember it. Here comes Margot now.
Such fine harmony.
Such fine indeed.
You know,
such
I bought that album and the rest of it was bad. That was the only song that was halfway decent.
I somehow believe that.
The rest of it was bad.
Anyway, happy birthday, Margot. And then here's a lady that all single women admire.
Uh-huh.
She was petrified.
I could never live without you by my side.
Gloria Gaynor is 78 years old today.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love Gloria Gaynor. Just such attitude in this song, man.
Yeah, and it's still big for a DJ to play at weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Because no matter how happy the bride is, there's somebody in the group that's been dumped, okay? And
that's why they make them play it at the reception.
I like to sing. Now, here's a name you won't recognize. Julie Kavner. She's 71 years old, but she is the voice of Marge Simpson.
Yes.
Hey, who's that? I don't know. Why
do birds? Do you remember when Marge met Homer in school? Wasn't it beautiful?
The Carpenters.
Well, you got to use the Carpenters
somewhere, right? You know.
And Homer had hair.
Yeah, I love when they flash back.
And Marge didn't have that beehive.
She's mine.
Ooh, Homer, take it easy.
Happy birthday!
Ah! What? What?
Here's your birthday breakfast.
Isn't this nice?
My birthday?
No.
It's my birthday? What did I get? I love birthdays.
No, Homer, it's mine. You don't even know your own wife's birthday?
Well, of course I know. Sure. You really thought I forgot, didn't you?
Oh, right. What'd you get her, Dad?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Well, a very thoughtful gift.
He's getting dressed. And he's running to the mall. Homer's best moments were actually topped by Marge. Who do you like? Marge or Homer?
I don't know.
I mean, which one do you like more?
I think I like Marge more.
Me too.
Yeah,
happy
like
birthday to the voice of Marge Simpson.
Julie Kavner.
Yes. There's Chrissy Hynde. She's celebrating a birthday as well. She is 70 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
You think she's still pretending?
Well, I don't think she's still pretending.
No, no.
You have to stop at a certain time in your life.
So she's owning 70 years old, do you think?
Well, I don't know.
I can't find her.
She's probably just ignoring it.
I can't find our copy of Smelly Cat, but nonetheless, we love Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
She lives in Britain these days.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
She's dual citizenship.
Well, happy birthday to all of our celebrities. Now it's time to take a look at the locals. Or as we struggle through technical difficulty, we call them...
Birthday buddies.
All right, it's good to hear from you. Abigail Walter is 28 years old today. Happy birthday.
Adrienne Meese from Sunbury, 37 today.
Annette Most from Sealands Grove, 39.
Chris Yeager from Sunbury, 32.
Happy birthday to Greg Bailey from Herndon. He's 49.
Jennifer Lanier from Lewisburg. Well, Jennifer's 32 today.
Jennifer Long from Shamokin Dam is 47.
John, I think... I think it's Hyges from
Mifflinburg. I think so, yeah.
Hill, he's 65 today.
Happy birthday to Justin Barton from Sealands Grove, 35.
Marsha Gale hails from Sunbury, and she's 47 today.
I heard what you did there. Yeah. Miranda Yon is 30 today.
And Nicolette Cusati, or Cusat, I believe, or
Cusati, sure.
Cusati is 21 today.
Happy birthday to Penny Stewart.
Not Rod Stewart's wife.
Rod Stewart's wife is named Penny?
Yes, Penny Lancaster.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I'm a font of useless knowledge.
Okay. Penny Stewart, though, we don't know where she's from. Not married to Rod. She's 59.
All right. Ruth Robinson from Sunbury, 61 today.
Tamina Wren from Sunbury is 46.
And that's it. That's the list.
Feel free to call one in at any time on the Ford Fun Line. We'll get it done for you, okay? You could use email. You could use snail mail.
Yes.
And if you're feeling really gutsy...
Why, you could try to text us. You could try.
Yeah, with the keyword birthday.
Yeah, try.
Each and every morning at this time, it is...
Birthday Buddies.
It's great to have you.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike steps into the studio. We've got a couple of surprises for him. And he has the entertainment report. It's all coming up after news. Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for two things. This is funny. I thought Movie Mike was coming in, then I realized it wasn't Monday. So no, he's not coming in. So there'll be no entertainment report just before the top of the hour. But I'm also waiting for Good Morning America to show my daughter. Kind of interesting. I got a text message from my youngest daughter, Anna, who works in Baltimore, lives there too, but works for the Johns Hopkins Group, Mount Washington Hospital for Children. And she got a memo that said, be ready, Good Morning America is coming. So I said, well, what does that mean? Get ready. Are you going to get interviewed? She said, I don't know. She's really laid back. Oh. I said, well, could you find out? She said, no, Dad. You just get a memo saying be ready. You either get interviewed or you're standing in scrubs with a mask waving at everyone. I said, okay. All right. So we have Good Morning America on in the WKOK newsroom. We're watching it. We're trying to stream some audio. I'm doing the TiVo thing at home. I'll keep you posted on this. I'm sorry I'm a proud dad. It's kind of crazy. It's the way I roll. Anyway, if Movie Mike were here right now, we would talk about South Park. Two, count them, two brand new South Park movies by the end of the year. Is that wild? They've been doing it forever, South Park. Irreverent, sometimes just ridiculous and naughty. But if you love South Park, two new movies coming up for you. And speaking of movies, we all want to wait for the sequel to Top Gun. It's been a year of COVID and we're still waiting for it. Well, check this out. A copy of Top Gun has been stolen Can you believe it? The Top Gun sequel was in the car of Tom Cruise, and it was stolen from his car. I don't know. We'll follow that story as it develops. I mean, Maverick, come on, man. Go get it. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yes, indeed. On the way, some good news. We hear the news all the time. The good news is even better, including a local parade on Patriots Day. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Yeah, good news coming off a long holiday weekend. A great first ever block party in Northumberland. Thanks to the whole borough for making it happen, including great people at Groninger Insurance and Pine Knotter Brewery. The first ever block party was a success, rain or shine. All the live entertainment and vendors, and even a soggy 5K in the beginning of the day. Can this be a continuing thing, the Nori block party? Let's hope so. And our very own Sam Tyler at Brantley's Art Show later in the day in Mifflinburg. That went off without rain and raised money for a good cause to help pay Brantley's medical bills. Now, how about a plumber that lands a job because somebody heard him singing at work?
I'm walking down the street, and I'm gazing at my feet.
He's not bad.
It's raining hard.
Well, he happened to be doing a plumbing job at Paul Connolly's house. Paul Connolly is a record rep who signed him. The plumber is Kev Crane. Maybe he'll be on the radio someday soon. And get ready for it on 9/11 in remembrance of the attacks of September 11th of when Danville first responders and others will be hosting a Patriot Day parade this year. It'll step off at 3 o'clock Saturday, September 11th, Mill Street at the Montour County Courthouse.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
That is good news. Hey, if you've got some local good news, feel free to send it to us. We'll put it on. Good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is next with sports and AccuWeather. In the 8 o'clock hour, your chance to be a 94KX VIP at Spyglass with Cheap Trick coming this weekend. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 56 degrees. Boy, we got a wicked batch of fog just blowing through our backyard. I thought it was smoke for a minute, but no, it was just a big patch of fog. It's all clear now. 56 on Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Spyglass is back in town. Well, they're always in town. But Tommy's stage is firing up again this weekend after a weekend off. Cheap Trick coming to Spyglass. You could be a VIP. Stay with us.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way, Tom's top list, as always. Welcome to a Tuesday workday with Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX caller 4, who's this?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Carter.
Where are you calling from?
Phyllis Grove.
All right, you ready to go see Cheap Trick?
Sure.
You are on the way. You and a guest are VIPs.
Oh, good.
Yeah, have you ever been to Spyglass before?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it great? What a great place right here in Central PA. Oh,
really? Yeah.
We call it Tom Webb's backyard because it's the backyard concert series. Cheap Trick will be there Saturday. You'll be parking up top in the VIP lot, going into Three Beards Brewing for a VIP party from 5 until 7. And then at 7 o'clock, rolling down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent. How about it?
That's great.
Winners all week long. VIP winners only here with Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, Tom's Top List. It's Morgan in the Morning, and we've got Good Morning America on the television set. They're doing the Rise and Shine feature from Baltimore, Maryland. And I'm waiting to see if my daughter appears on Good Morning America. I got this weird text like only your kid could send you. Parents, see if you agree with me. Hey, Dad, I'm going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow. I'm like, okay, doing what? I don't know. I just got the memo to be ready. So I was like, okay, we'll be ready too. So we got the news department on high alert here, and Mark is doing a great job. And we'll see if we can bring you some of that before the end of the show, or maybe in our noon report this afternoon. Don't know what they'll be talking to my daughter about. She works at Mount Washington Hospital, part of the Johns Hopkins group. And she works with some very needy children, let's put it that way. So she said either they want to talk to me or I'm just going to be wearing scrubs, wearing a mask, and waving in the background. Either way, it's pretty cool stuff. All right, Tom's Top List. In the meantime, I know I'm gloating over my kid. I'm okay with that. Anyway, the things we did as kids that we now realize were very dangerous. According to BuzzFeed, here they are, and see how many you've done. All right? Catching and playing with spiders, shooting fireworks, destroying stuff in old buildings with asbestos, goofing around with lawn darts. Oh, my God, no. Jumping off roofs, whether it's a house, a loft, a shed, a barn, whatever. We always like doing that. Why?
Here, jump off the roof and land on top of it and see if it hurts.
Not smart. Putting a car in neutral while it's in the parking lot. Very dangerous. I lost a cousin that way. Messing around on streets or roads late at night when there were no streetlights. That's just stupid. Come on. Now, there's others that I'm sure we've done. Climbing trees. That's dangerous. Fooling around on staircases. Yeah. Yeah, we all did that. Follow the slinky down the steps. No, don't. You're going to get hurt. Walking on a frozen pool or pond. No. No. And again, no. And here's something. Sticking things in the toaster or maybe just going right to the electrical outlet. No. Stop it. That's just wrong. All right. If you did any of those as a kid, you were part of this BuzzFeed survey of things you shouldn't do. The one thing I think, the one thing that wasn't on that list that I did as a kid, we used to hop trains in Wilkes-Barre all the time to get from one end of town to the other. You didn't feel like walking. You didn't have money for the bus. You didn't even want to ride your bike. But the train's coming, we'd hop trains. I don't recommend that for anyone. Don't do it. Just another stupid thing I did as a kid. Tom's Top List, a good thing that's going on at Wise Markets. Details on the way. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Sunny to partly cloudy. It'll be a nice day. High today, 78. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
57 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Drive by, no, don't drive by, drive to your neighborhood Wise Markets until the end of the month and help their Fight Hunger campaign. How could you do it? It's real simple. We've got the details coming up. Okay, then. That sounds like me. A little Baltimore because Good Morning America is live right now in Baltimore at Mount Washington Hospital where my daughter works. And she is out on the sidewalk, standing on the front stairs in a mask, and they are giving away lots of toys to the children at the hospital. Now, this is Good Morning America giving away Disney toys, which is really cool, because they featured a story on a little girl who needed a child psychologist and occupational therapist to help her teach her how to eat because she had choked as an infant. And so they're doing a feature on the Mount Washington Children's Hospital in Baltimore, part of the Johns Hopkins group. And that's where my daughter works, as a child psychologist for children with special needs. So I got the text yesterday that she was going to be on TV, and we have it on here. And I got to tell you, I'm getting a little choked up. I am so proud of my kids and the work that they do for other kids. Every single day. Wow. So she may have just been on the steps in a mask, holding a sign up, waving at the TV cameras. During the feature they showed on that little girl that needed the help swallowing and chewing her food, she did appear in one of those photos in the piece they just did. So been waiting all morning for that. Good Morning America's on from 7 to 9, so we're on from 6 to 9. So we've been running back and forth and streaming and looking at stuff already uploaded to YouTube. And, well, if you get a chance to watch it, the segment on Good Morning America this morning at about 8:40, they just wrapped it up live from Baltimore. And let me tell you, that was a proud dad moment. Hey, make yourself proud with 94KX and Wise Markets. We're striving to make a positive difference in our community right here in Central PA with the Fight Hunger campaign. Now, Wise Markets wants to raise money and non-perishable goods to donate to local food banks, local right here in our area. You can help out when you get to the checkout. Go to your neighborhood Wise Markets and round up your bill. $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever. And thank you in advance from Wise Markets and 94KX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We say goodbye to a famous broadcaster. And we'll welcome in Chad Evans. It's Morgan in the Morning. Closing thoughts next.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Over the weekend, it was such a busy weekend. And it was great to be out and about, whether it was the Nori Block Party, which started off rainy with the 5K, but it ended out okay. Yeah, all those vendors, all that beer, all that entertainment, it ended out okay. Maybe the art show, Brantley's Art Show in Mifflinburg. Sam Tyler was there. Wasn't soggy in Mifflinburg, but maybe a little sogginess in the eyes as we got choked up for working for such a great cause. Maybe you did high school football over the weekend, right up to Memorial Day. Line Mountain playing yesterday with Susquehanna. A Monday game? Is there going to be Monday high school football? Anyway, we enjoyed the Penn State win. We were nervous and on the edge of our seat during the Notre Dame win. It was a great weekend, except for one piece of sad news. Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott died on Saturday. He was 87 years old.
Good morning, all. I'm Tom Brokaw here with Jane Pauley.
Good morning.
The newest member, old Uncle Willard.
Good morning, Willard.
I'm singing to my Jane while standing in the rain.
In fact, that's my agent there juggling. He's been doing that with my career for 40 years.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo.
Happy birthday to all of our friends who have birthdays today.
I'm going to be fading off into the sunset.
Yes, sir.
After 130 years at NBC, and I'm going over yonder.
All right, where's yonder?
Over yonder.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to Willard Scott. He stepped aside from the Today Show in 1996, but continued to appear until 2015. He also created and was the first person, actually, to portray Ronald McDonald, believe it or not. Willard Scott, dead at the age of 87, he will be missed. Hey, Chad Evans is on the way next. He's got that oldies lunch we love, that way back radio thing. Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. Have a good one, everybody, and welcome back to work.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.